Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It All. I'm your man, Sade. Thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day. We know you could have been doing anything and been anywhere, but we're thankful that you're here with us. Today, I'm going to do something a little different. You know, I mean, I want you guys to hear more than me talking. And so today we're going to listen to, you know, a video, listen to some information, and then hopefully everybody who listen, press one and, you know, let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you agree, disagree, or, you know, you're not sure. All right. So I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to talk too long. I'm just going to, if you're ready, Jake, go ahead and start that. Brother Jay, go ahead and start it so the people can listen, so we can listen to what they're speaking about, you know.
It's that the Minister of Wellness has been communicating is a simple but extraordinarily powerful message. It is the message of health and wellness and saving your life. What could be more important? And I feel that it's starting to really resonate. People are paying attention. And that's a good thing for all of us. So today's subject, Nate, before we talk much more, man, I want to get right into it. Big Pharma's war on melanin, war on black folks, war on melanin. You studied this, and I'm going to open the floor up to you to start to share some of what has been your research, your concern, and some of your suggestions for a solution.
Yes, well,
war on melanin.
Yes.
The floor is yours, Nate.
Yes, why are we sicker than everybody else? That's the question. And that's something we can't ignore. And for any white people that's tuning in, you need to understand that I was on a big platform with a white guy. He asked me, he was talking about how we need to bind together because Big Pharma is trying to kill us all. Well, I thank you for that, white people, but we only can come together on truth. And the truth is that there is a targeting specifically against black people and all melanated people. That is facts. And it is facts that the food, it, worse food is targeted to our people, and that Big Pharma's drugs, worse drugs, and lower quality of everything is targeted to black people. The statistics are very clear that we're being slaughtered at a far more unprecedented rate than non-melanated people. So if we're going to come together, we can't just act like it's all the same, because it's not. Yes, Big Pharma wants a dollar from anybody. They don't care if you're black, blue, or green, but the elite that run Big Pharma, these are Europeans, and they do have an intense focus on their depopulation agenda, specifically on our people. And so I always give credence to the African health leaders who preceded me. And so I always say ashe to one of my favorites of all time, Dr. Laila Africa. And so everybody tuning in, again, share this video. There are two books that are essential for understanding black health and the fact that we were given a special gift called melanin that is different, and that the chemicals in the food, the chemicals in the prescription drugs specifically are seeking to Europeanize us. And this is my whole message about how black empowerment must start with how we feed ourselves. So the first book here, this is Melanin, What Makes Black People Black, by Dr. Leah Africa, may he rest in peace. How to Protect and Nourish Your Melanin, the difference between black and white people. Again, we're not trying to, it's just the truth. Okay, it's reverse racism to say that it's racist to try to act like there's not a difference between Africans and Europeans. There's a difference between a tiger and a lion. There's a difference in between different type of dogs. There's a different type of trees. There's different type of clouds. And so there are physiological differences, and we'll never end health disparities if we don't understand that. And so this is the first book everyone needs by the great ancestor, Dr. Leila Africa, may he rest in peace. And then also the second book is Nutricide, The Nutritional Destruction of the Black Race, I really wish you could have had him on your show before he passed away a few years ago, Brother Rock. Dr. Layla Africa, Nutrisci, the nutritional destruction of the black race. And I love what he has on the tombstone. Here lies Mr. and Mrs. Negro. They ate themselves to death. And Dr. Layla Africa, he dedicated his entire life to trying to get us to appreciate this, understand the melanin that is secreted by the pineal gland that makes us a very unique and special type of people, and that the food industry and the drug industry, both controlled by Big Pharma, they intentionally put chemicals inside of these foods that have a worse effect upon our people. And that is the war on melanin. And I'm going to go in even great uncensored detail on that September the 6th. But that's the basis of today's Wellness Wednesday podcast, is understanding that we can't do what they do, or we will continue to have worse outcomes. And when you allow yourself to have your melanin depleted, What happens is when you get sick, you turn into a state of a slave, to where now we are seeking healing from the very people that are seeking to destroy us. And that makes no sense at all. If we understand what the great Neely Fuller Jr. teaches, that every single component of our lives is a war against white supremacy, why in the world are we eating their food, and then when we get sick, we're going to their doctors, their hospitals? Why would we expect any other outcome except the outcomes that we see, and that the medical industry is the leading cause of death in this nation? From overprescribing toxic drugs, from overdiagnosing, underdiagnosing. Why do we expect any different outcomes from them instead of learning how to eat according to how we're supposed to be eating to fuel our melanin? And then if we do get sick, we should have our own holistic units with herbs and fruits and vegetables and fasting that can restore us back to health. And that's the mission of the Ministry of Wellness Ministries, is to get us to understand this critical issue, that you take away black health, black nutrition, you're stripping yourself of melanin. And so anything else that you try to protest or any other type of civil rights action that you make is going to be for naught when you're not feeding yourself properly.
You know, Nate, I remember hearing a statistic, but I don't remember the specifics of it. You may or may not. That we are, in America, we are whatever it is, 12% of the world population, but we consume 75% or so. And these numbers may be off, but it was some outrageous number where it was disproportionately attributed to what Big Pharma, what the medical industry and Big Pharma is putting on everyone in society. And, of course, you know, it just remains true that if America catches a cold, its people of color catch pneumonia. All, as you just pointed out, we always are the worst off in any kind of pandemic situation, any kind of outbreak or what have you. Do you remember those statistics at all? Because I know I was shocked to hear that whatever our percentage of the world's population was, how we consume, for example, certainly more than 50%. Of the world's drugs and prescriptions.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary percentage. This nation is a this is the drug. One in five Americans are taking a psychiatric drug. We have millions of two-year-olds being put on anxiety drugs. More than half of all black people take a blood pressure drug. And when you get to your age, Brother Rock, when you talk about black people over the age of 65, it's about 80% of all black people are taking blood pressure drugs. And I'm looking at the side effects that we went over last Wednesday of blood pressure drugs that include dizziness, lightheadedness, which means you're going to fall and break your hip, erection problems, nervousness, which is a mental disorder. So if you're taking a drug for your blood pressure that causes nervousness, and then you think you have anxiety and go to a psychiatric doctor, and then the doctor puts you on a psych drug, and then that comes with a host of side effects. And the point is that every single one of these drugs, the chemistry of these drugs are designed to deplete melanin from our bodies to make us unlike who we are, to keep us. This is a part of the subjugation of our people. The biggest way to keep a people in slavery is controlling their health. If a people are mentally and physically sick, how can you rise up? It doesn't matter if you protest against the police. If you're sick and they get tired of you, all they have to do is release a virus on our black behind, and our immune systems are too weak. So it doesn't matter. If they get tired of us in other areas, which they never will until we rise up in our health, which is why this message is censored more, then they'll give you everything else because they know all we have to do is continue to poison the water, the food, because they depend on us in the end. In the end, the most staunch black activists at the end of their life, you are still coming to us and giving us your money, and we're still killing you systematically with our food and with our drugs. And that's what I'm speaking to end, is to break us free from those shackles so we can truly be free.
You know, Nate, I feel comfortable enough.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Remember, press 1 if you want to chime in. If you like what you heard, you're confused about what you heard, whatever it is, chime in. Press 1. Like Jay said, you know, this is work. We dedicate ourselves to bring, you guys, for me, I dedicate myself to bring you information. You know, if you're entertained, then that's cool too. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All, calling you live. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All, calling you live.
Nine 5 1 3, you live.
Maybe you're on mute. If you're on mute, maybe you're on
mute. 9 5 1 3.
Okay, I hear somebody. Yeah,
sorry,
maybe you're on mute or something. Okay, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh.
Absolutely. I apologize. Hello, Shadi. How are you?
Hello, fine, and you?
I am good. Hey, Deshaun. Hello, everybody. So, I'm so glad we could talk about it here. It is a common thing that are happening with our community and Big Pharma and the agenda makers is what I call them.
Right.
They base our community so that when they send out these little triggers, it's already in the system. It's already an invitation to welcome it and allow it to destroy your system. they do have an agenda, and at any point in time, whether it's with the pharmaceuticals or with the shows they're putting on TV, the music they allow, the food they send in by block and lot number. Because I don't know if anybody else notices, but whenever there's a recall, they know exactly where to go get it from, which means they know exactly what they're sending where. And unfortunately, it's not new. It's something that's been going on, I guess, for centuries. But yes, we do have to build up our minds. We have to build up our bodies. We have to be willing to think the unthinkable and be prepared for it. I always say if people believed some of the things I say, they would be suffering with anxiety. They would be so disappointed. They would feel like life isn't worth living because they would feel like they don't have a shot because of the agenda makers and the things that the agenda makers are putting out there. And they've been doing it, again, for centuries. But I noticed it when I was in elementary school. And so we have to build yourself up. You have to start eating. My grandson says, well, Grandma, how do you know it's really organic? And I say, I don't. But I'm making the best choice that I see out there, aside from growing it. And unfortunately, even growing it, if Monsanto wants to sprinkle something on your dirt, or put something in your fertilizer, you know, they're going to do what they want to do anyway. But I just told him, I'm making the best choice for us. And if they're mislabeling intentionally, they'll have to answer to that. But I know I am making the best choice for us based on what we have available. So just system up, not just when it happens, like the pandemic, keep your system built up. Keep using the things that everybody, that a lot of people ran to during that 18-month process. You know, people knew where to go. They knew how to listen. I call that decision-making or circumstance taking. They take the circumstance and then they react to it instead of making a conscious decision and preparing yourself. And against it, preparing yourself against it, and preparing yourself for success at the same time, right? So preparing for and against all at the same time. But thank you for that information, and thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for your input. You were one of the few, if you were kind of aware of things going on, you know, in your grammar school years, you know, especially with, you know, the way that they indoctrinate us, you know, so, you know, I commend you for that. And you're right. We're going to have to start being proactive. And unfortunately, as you said, too, sometimes, you know, you said people, if people believed you, they may catch anxiety. I mean, a lot of times people just, you know, they don't really believe that this country and the nation that they are part of, that they have people in position that really think to that, you know, to that degree of really trying to neutralize other people. They really can't fathom that. And it's unfortunate. However, it should be easy to realize if you went to the school system and you realize what you wasn't taught in school compared to what you learned out of school, then that's a start. Just the whole demeanor of the 60s, how they showed you what people, you know, what people were going through. When, you know, these are people supposed to uphold the law. They're sicking dogs on people for their rights. They want equal rights. So I've come to the realization that the Europeans, they are not doing this out of hate. They're doing it out of envy and jealousy, because there's something that we have that they want, and they could, they can't, they wasn't born with it, so they don't have, they can't get it. So they do whatever they can to raise themselves above us and make us feel less than, including putting it in our foods and, you know, hiding our true identity and a number of other things that they do that cause us to, you know, fall to the wayside. Many of us go through a lot of depression and things of that nature, and sometimes we wonder why. And along with what you have to deal with each day, the food, the melanin is your power. That's really your superpower. Basically, what the brother is telling you is that the melanin in your skin, the thing that they have made you ashamed of, many of us feel ashamed of, and they degrade it, is the gold or the platinum, you know, substance of people on earth. You know, if you've seen, and this is not about, you know, about trying to hate other people or put ourselves above other people. It's about being truthful to who we are. Many of us can't determine whether we're black, whether we're African, whether we're African-American, whether, you know, some of us use the word melanin because we don't want to use black. So we done been Negroes, we done been niggers, we done been, you know, color, we'd have been all types of things, and we're not even sure who we are. Many of us are lost. So now with the information flowing the way it's flowing, we have an opportunity to reclaim who we once were and pass that down generations. Start changing. We have to make the change. And the eating habits are not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy to break habits of something that you've been doing for years. However, it's not impossible and it's doable. And you may have to work at your own pace, just like with anything else. There's degrees and there are levels to growth. There's degrees and levels to many things. Love is another one of the things that there's degrees and levels to. So, of course, you're not going to, if you eat pork, maybe try to stop eating pork for 2 weeks, 30 days. That's when I was 11 years old. That's how I stopped eating pork. I stopped eating it for 30 days. After I tried to eat it, it made me sick. I was done with it. If you eat meat, try to make it where instead of eating it five times a week, eat it three times a week. Then get to two times a week. And start, you know, start putting those vegetables in there. Start putting them in there. And, you know, as the sister said, we don't know half the time what we're eating. Even when we do try to go organic, but at least we're making an effort to put something in our body that's going to take care of our body. See, the part that is infinite about us is that spirit, that the soul. That's the infinite part. That's the part that don't die. But this body has an expiration date. So if we don't treat this body the best way, the best of our ability, then it's going to give out on us. And basically what the brother is telling us, he's telling us that they have designed drugs specifically to decrease the melanin, to make us act other than selves. So we wonder why the black man and black woman be at each other's throat half the time. We wonder why. We wonder why we can't seem to get things together. There's an explanation. He just gave us an explanation. Let's work on that. Let's work on trying to change our eating habits along with other things. There's things that we have to change that, you know, that we have the power within ourselves to do. But we have to believe in ourselves and we have to be willing, you know, to do the work. Now, if anybody else on the line want to press one? If not, we're going to go to the second part of it, you know? So just press one.
Oh, yo, Shaw.
Yeah, yeah.
What's good?
Yeah, what's going on?
Jay Sean. No, that video was deep just now because it even hit a lot of things on the head for me because, like you know, I've been taking blood pressure medicine since 1991. In about 1997, I had my first panic attack. I didn't really know what it was at that time, but I had a panic attack. So I started sweating and clammy hands and felt like I was having a heart attack, lightheaded, went to the emergency room. And then from 1997, slowly the anxiety turned more into depression. Anxiety, depression, and panic attacks regularly. But I knew, when I was younger, really, I didn't really think about the consequences of taking high blood pressure meds until I got older. And once I got older, you know, you start looking at side effects. But I had the same doctor since I was 23 years old. So I've been going to the same doctor since I was 23. I've been going to that doctor over 30-something years, the same doctor. A long time ago, I used to ask him, can I get off of blood pressure medicine? You know, he used to always tell me, no, you can't never get off of it. And I knew it wasn't true because I spoke to people who have got off of high blood pressure medicine. So the long run, that video is deep because you think about it. I got diagnosed in 91 with high blood pressure. I started taking medicine. 97, I had my first panic attack, and then it turned into anxiety and depression. And then, just like the video said, I started going to see therapists and psychiatrists. And then they try to give you more medicine. You know what I mean? So now you're taking the blood pressure medicine, which I had all the side effects that they named lightheadedness, sexual problems. I can't remember what else they said, but something else. But all the
nervousness,
things that you get from the
nervousness,
side
effects. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Yeah. So that's another one. So I never knew that what the guy just said, that the blood pressure medicine can cause the anxiety and the panic attacks. You know what I mean? And it went from the blood pressure. And then in 3 years ago, I got diagnosed with diabetes. That's because every year I get blood work, so I go there and they say, oh, you borderline diabetes, try to fix it. And next year, you borderline diabetes, try to fix it. So this went on for about 5 years. So the fifth year, the doctor's like, you got diabetes, you got to take the medicine. Okay, but the thing is that diabetes normal numbers, this normal is 100 and under. So every year when I went there, my diabetes sugar count was only like 106, 110. That's not high enough to put somebody on diabetes medicine. You know what I mean? So they just jumped. They put me on the diabetes medicine. Then I took it for 2 years, and there was so many side effects of that, I just stopped taking it. So I don't even take the diabetes medicine anymore. I just don't mess with sugar, and I just, you know, I try to eat right, but I still take the blood pressure medicine. And I've been doing that since 1991. And I always say that, like, that's a long time to take blood pressure medicine. Like, I know it's doing something to your body. It got to be. But like you said earlier, I have did a lot of times. I have went vegan for and I have went just vegetables for a week or vegan for 2 weeks and no meat for a month. I have did it all. But like you said earlier, it's hard. That's hard to do that when you've been eating a certain kind of food for your whole life. And this one more thing I want to say. It's something I just seen this the other day. It's something on Netflix called Poison. They saying everybody should watch that. It's telling you all about the contamination of food in America. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it probably later. It's called Poison. It's like if you watch that, you would never really want to eat meat again, even though it's a lot of things you can watch that that'll make you feel like you don't want to eat meat again. But it just was deep. And a shocker to me to hear them say the blood pressure medicine led to the anxiety. And the anxiety, you know what I mean, it leads you to the doctor, and then you get more medicine on top of that medicine on top of that medicine. It's, it make you don't even want to eat meat again. That's it.
Yeah. I appreciate your comments, you know, and you're definitely right, you know. So in order to make the changes, you know, that's going to be beneficial, we have to learn how to incorporate it in our lives to a point where we're comfortable. Even though we all have melanin in our bodies are different in how it intake what we consume. So we have to get adjusted to eating and get to know our bodies and get to know ourselves. So like when you eat a certain thing, you can notice, man, I feel energetic. I feel clear-headed, you know. When you eat something else, you may feel a little, like, lightheaded, or you may feel like you're not so clear-minded. So things of that nature. So it's basically about just, you know, doing what we have to do for the sake of our life. Like the brother said in the beginning, this is life or death. We know that this country is capitalist. They want money. They'll get it from them, they'll get it from us, but we are a better source because a lot of things we buy into, and we are the major consumers of, you know, of everyone except ourselves. All right, so I'm going to end right there, and you can bring the second part in, and then we'll go from there, unless anybody else want to chime in. Go ahead.
Can I add something to that? So,
blood
pressure, thank you. Blood pressure medication and diabetes medication are the two major reasons why people are on dialysis. Most blood pressure medication is water pills, which makes you go to the bathroom. And if you go to the bathroom as much as you do, you're overworking your kidneys. So then your kidneys fail. Anxiety can be caused by iron deficiency. So they always give us the list of side effects, but not really telling us why that side effect may happen. What is going on in the body that can cause something that didn't exist before? Iron deficiency can cause anxiety. Protein deficiency can cause anxiety. It can also cause depression. And your body's being depleted. When you're on the cholesterol, the statin drug, it depletes magnesium from your body. You need magnesium for your muscles to function properly. And by the way, your brain and your heart are muscles, right? So many times we need to look at what is actually causing the side effect, not just the side effect, but what's causing it. And, of course, the resident won't know. Sometimes the seasoned physician may know, but sometimes they just blanketly throw out the possible side effects. Who wear the not me t-shirts? Everybody is not me. Can't happen to me. Not me. But you don't even realize it's happening until you have another symptom that you're not even relating to that. A lot of times we blame ourselves for the new symptoms that we get, not realizing it is the side effect of the medication. So I just ask people to have real extensive blood work done to look at what's going on in your body. And then when it comes to, if I may just go, when it comes to changing your diet, I remember back in the early 2000s, Steve Harvey had someone on called Jorge. And he said, there are certain, so your blood type determines the type of food you should eat, as we are, as you mentioned, Shadiq. We are all different machines. So your blood type has a lot to do with the type of food that it needs, the type of food you should eat. So when you want to give up something, just make a list of what you can have and not focus on what you can't have. And luckily, there's such a variety now in the supermarkets, you know, and at the farmer's market. There's such a variety of foods that we never even heard of. They're sitting right there, colorfully displayed. Make a list of what you can have. That's the positive. Stay in the positive. Mushrooms are a great supplement or replacement for those who feel like they need to chew meat, right? Mushrooms are excellent for that.
Excellent.
And so are so many other vegetables. I thank you for that.
And I thank you. We thank you for that information. That was very insightful. All right, Jay, go to that second part. And, you know, let's listen to that, and then we come back and, you know, discuss that.
All right. With the audience that we have that tune in to these Wellness Wednesdays and tune into the Rock Newman Show 2.0, I'm not somebody that feels as if I sit high and look low. We're all a part of the struggle here.
Yes.
And I'm going to take the liberty to say that I'm in pain right now. I'm in pain because a dear friend posted on Facebook. I'm going to give his name. A dear friend posted on Facebook yesterday about he's a guy about 60 years old. And he was playing in senior league in Jamaica. He was visiting Jamaica, where he's from. He was a Howard University All-American soccer player. And he went on to get his law degree from Harvard University. And he became, I think, the highest-ranking highest-ranking black person in the Marriott Corporation. He was the secretary of the company and his senior legal counsel. I'm talking about Bancroft Gordon. Some of you may know him. So after he posted the video of him scoring a goal the day before, which was Sunday, he posted that on he posted that yesterday, which was Tuesday. Obviously, today is Wednesday, and we had the horrifying news this morning that while sitting at dinner in Jamaica, he had an aneurysm and he died at the table. And I know that I'm not far from a medical expert, but I know an aneurysm has got to do something with some kind of clotting.
Yeah.
And he was the picture of health. When I had a nickname for him, and it was Fatso, and I called him Fatso because he was so trim and fit at 58, 59. I mean, you look at him and you weren't thinking that you were looking at a 28 or 29-year-old man. Beautiful brother, beautiful smile, very, very accomplished, but very, very down to earth. And there he is right there. That's Bancroft Gordon right there. And just yesterday, we lost him. You know, I don't know what caused the aneurysm. And I'm sure, you know, obviously you would never personalize it and say you did either, but I know that you know some of the reasons that we have aneurysms. And just while we're talking about it, without talking specifically to him, because he hasn't been examined, there's been no autopsy, but Nate, what would be some of the things that would cause an aneurysm to cause us to lose this beautiful brother?
Well, first of all, my sincere condolences to you, Brother Rock, for the loss. And yes, you tell he was a highly accomplished brother. An aneurysm is a weak or thin spot on the artery in the brain that balloons or bulges out and fills with blood. So it is another sign of a silent killer of high blood pressure. And it's stress being put on. So it's a cardiovascular disease of the brain. And one of the problems with the satanic American diet that kills a lot of our people with these cardiovascular brain aneurysm, Brother Rock, is really just another name for a hemorrhagic stroke. And I was trying to find my clip on salt, because processed white sugar is extremely dangerous to the blood vessels, especially in the brain. And so the bulging aneurysm, it puts pressures on the nerves of brain tissue, and it can burst or rupture, spilling blood into the surrounding tissue called a hemorrhage. And so why don't they just call it a hemorrhagic stroke? Well, the European medicine industry, what they love to do is to create a bunch of different names so that they can have different specialties and different doctors. So that's what a brain aneurysm is that blood vessel, a very delicate blood vessel in the brain, has so much pressure on it because the blood has thickened and put pressure on the brain and it bursts. And they're very, very deadly. They claim that Khalid Muhammad passed away from that. And one of the leading causes of strokes, hemorrhagic strokes, and high blood pressure is our overconsumption of sodium. Meaning, Brother Rock, that it's an epidemic in our community with, I remember growing up and there was a guy in my church and he was a deacon and he was very, very fit also. And he was jogging as he usually did and he dropped dead of a massive heart attack at 66. And he was another one. We hear this all the time. There was a guy that was a trainer on one of these weight loss competition shows, The Biggest Loser. And he was real fit, one of the trainers, and he had a heart attack, and then he went plant-based. So this is very, very common for people who are very diligent in keeping their calories low and working out, but they are over-consuming processed sugar, processed salt, and then the animal protein and the saturated fats. And the point is that the moderation diet does not work. Trying to moderate, let me show you the breakdown of the satanic American diet. Trying to moderate the satanic American diet where you're eating mostly meat because you believe you need meat for protein, that's 30% of the satanic American diet is animal protein, which has no nourishment to our body. And that fills blood vessels up with mucus and pus. Then we have 55% of the SAD are processed foods, 4% are whole grains, which now are laced with glyphosate. Only 11% of the satanic American diet are vegetables, fruits, nuts, and beans. And if you reduce that down to the most powerful food for melanin, fresh fruit, is probably about 2%. So what most people make the mistake is, Brother Rock, is that they will keep their diet according to this ratio, but they will have the discipline to cut to keep the calories low, work out in the gym, and so the appearance is a thick, lean body, but internally the blood vessels, especially those delicate blood vessels, are being destroyed by the saturated fat, the cholesterol, and too much sodium, and the satanic American diet is undefeated. It doesn't care how much you work out. It doesn't care about your abs. It doesn't care about your personality. If you're eating this manner every single day, and then you combine that with the fact that most black people are deficient in vitamin D3, which is important for fueling melanin, and that's how we get tragedies, you know, such as this.
Yeah. So, Nate, I want to share something with you that I don't know if I have done in before public talk.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm sure many of us are guilty of that. I mean, anytime you go to a black cookout, you're going to see a lot of meat. You're going to see a lot of carbs. And if you see 2% vegetables or fruit, you know, that's a plus. So basically, you know, what we've been taught, we have to really unlearn, because it started with, even when you go, when you ever went to the doctor and the doctor told you, you're obese, you should be weighing this and that. And you're looking at yourself and you're like, I'm obese. I should be, you know, and it's flipping you out, because you're feeling healthy, but they're telling you based on their makeup, you know. Now, let's get to what the brothers were saying. Now, there's plenty of us, you know, that be passing away, you know, we be transitioning, and because, as he said earlier, we trusting the people who have made it their life's work to cause hardship for us, no matter how, whether it's feeding us the wrong foods, teaching us the wrong information, or locking us up, or overtaxing us, or get, you know, underpaying us. I mean, there's a list of things to show that this country has a vendetta against us. And as I said, my personal belief is it's out of envy and jealousy. We see what envy and jealousy is doing amongst us. We see that in the hip hop community, we see that a rapper right now has the most dangerous job in this country, that they can get murdered at the drop of a hat. And what is it over? It's over envy and jealousy. So a person start getting envious and jealous, There's no end to what they'll do, because to some degree, when a person start being like envious, they start looking at you like, why you and why not them? You know, so they have a problem with what you have or what you're doing, and instead of them coming to you and saying, look, how did you go about that? I would like to do that too. Can you show me? Oh, they want to come rob you and kill you and murder you. So do you think that's really our behavior? If we are people who never created anything, if you put our history to their history, you and you could say, and we use religious doctrine, we use gods and devils. Who would be the evil and who would be the good people if you base it on what was created by us and what was created by them? It's apparent. It's right in our face. It's just that we haven't had the platforms to put it out there, and then when we do get the platforms, we're too busy beating up each other instead of, you know, letting them know, you know, look, stuff that you're doing is foul. Yeah, we doing foul stuff, but we're doing foul stuff based on a root cause that many of us don't even have a idea of why we even doing half the things we're doing. And then we're being looked at as the animals, as the monsters, when the real monsters are the ones who, you know, sitting up high looking down low. Those are the real monsters. So if anybody had anything to add, you know, to what you heard, you know, press one and, you know, give us your comments, your thoughts. If not, you know, we're gonna call it a day because we're pretty much out of time. And it's, you know, it's been my pleasure as usual. And I'd like to thank you all for coming out and listening. And I'd like to thank the sister. I can't get her name right. I've got to get her name right. I don't want to say it because I don't want to say it wrong. But I thank you for your comments. They were very insightful, very helpful. I thank my brother Jay Sean and all of you who are listening. Thank you and Dre, you know, for the production side. And I would like everyone to tune in on Mondays to Dollar Dash from 8 to 9:15. Tune in every Thursday to the Lisa Experience from 8 to 9 p.m. Tune in every Friday to Keeping It Real with our brother Jay Sean from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tune in every Sunday to Point of Impact from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Also tune in to Grown Folks Talking by dialing 520-525-8633. And for those of you who would like to check out additional content that I do, go to YouTube and put in Peep Game TV and scroll down. Take a little time, listen to, you know, some of the stuff, because everything I try to do is to inform us, to make us better. And it's not that I don't care about other ethnicities, because I love all people. I'm a humanitarian. I love all people. But we seem to be the one who are most in dire need. As the brother said, that when it comes to things that are bad, we seem to be at the top of the list. For example, we seem to be at the top of the list when it comes to incarceration. We seem to be at the top of the list for bad health. You know, we seem to be at the top of the list for low marriage, you know, single parent households, you know, things of that type nature. Anything that's negative, it seems that we be at the top of the list. So only we, and only we can change that for us by being informed, communicating, and making the necessary changes within ourselves, you know, and families and communities and then the country. And then ultimately we do it all over the world. So I pray to you, the creator of all in existence, that you touch every heart and renew every mind who hears the vibrations of my voice, so that our hearts, minds, and souls will come together and function as though we were one body. I pray that you bless each and every one of us with the spirit of unity, forgiveness, and the ability to put aside our differences so that we can work together to towards the much needed changes within ourselves and within our communities for the sake of present and future generations. I pray with all my heart that our Creator has planted something incredible within each and every one of us that we will carry with us and share with others from this day forward. Anything that I said that was insightful and helpful came from Allah. Anything that I said was unclear and confusing came from me. And I ask your forgiveness. In closing, don't forget to reach out to someone whom you love or care about just to see how they are doing or to see if they're okay. With that being said, may all of you be inspired and motivated to begin your journey towards a higher level of thinking and self-evaluation. Until our next encounter, have a great night. I love you all like I love myself. Drop it, Jay.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time to think in the head. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 wake up all the teachers, time to teach us the way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Help that.